Mark Seymour, welcome to Breakfast with the Stars, mate.
Pleasure to be here.
September 24, you're here at Venue 6, but you're on your own. You're not actually with Hunters and Collectors anymore.
No, though Hunters retired in 98, so it's been a while.
Yeah, it certainly has.
I won't be entirely on my own. I will have my friend Cameron, who's part of the band. He'll be over with me as well, so it's a duo.
Oh, wow. Because you, of course, most people would probably, A, recognise you from Hunters and Collectors Day, but also a lot of people seem to define you by Holy Grail, that particular track. If you mention the term Mark Seymour, that name, most people will say, oh, my God, yeah, the Holy Grail, what a brilliant track.
Yeah, the Holy Grail guy.
Yeah, that's him. But you've got a new album out now.
Well, this is one of several. I've actually released 5 solo albums. This is May. It came out in May. It's called The Undertow, and I've been touring pretty much since then promoting that record. That's doing very well, thank you very much.
Mm.
Do you find it difficult to shake off the Hunters days, or are you glad of them, or what?
I just don't try.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's not something I've got much control over, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no,
it's part life, part of my history, and, I have a set of songs that I perform. Look, as I said, I'm touring pretty constantly, so, it's all positive, I suppose. I rotate the Hunters songs in amongst, all the other material that I've got, and people do get, animated when I play the Holy Grail, but I just, have a bit of a chuckle and move on to the next song.
We've spoken in the past to James Rain and also a couple of other artists who say they are now doing their very best work. Do you look back at your career and think that right now your songwriting and your performing is as good as it can get? Have you reached that zenith, or is there still further to go?
Look. How do you measure your own work?
Mm.
Quality is in the eye of the beholder, and that's really. Your priorities change, and, you can just sort of strip it right down to the most basic issues, really. I mean, the Hunters and Collectors retired because we were just hitting the glass ceiling, and we made a collective decision to do that. Things could have turned out differently. History turns on the roll of the dice in many respects. And look, I don't really measure my material on a scale of 1 to 10. I just go from one song to the next. And as you get older, I mean, I'm interested in new things. And look, I play the best songs from the Hunters and Collectors era that I can play on an acoustic guitar. As I said, it's like a catalogue. It's a big catalogue of songs, and I pretty much rotate them. And I think you take a song like Holy Grail. I mean, it's one of the best songs Hunters and Collectors had anything to do with.
Mm.
And I use it as a benchmark. My songs have got to be as good as that. Now, as to whether or not they get exposure on the radios and end up with as big a profile as that song is, that is not really up to me. As I said, there's a lot of luck involved in that. And so I've just got to really focus on the things that I do well and that I've got control over, which is primarily the live show.
So playing those Hunter songs just as a duo or as a small group and acoustically, do you discover new things about the songs?
Oh, absolutely. That's exactly what it's about. I love performing. It's, I wouldn't be still doing it if I really, I get so much emotional satisfaction out of being on stage singing and, I see myself as a singer as much as a songwriter. They're really even in my mind, and my ability to convey emotion and just meaning, in a song is really important to me. Mm-hmm. And, if people want to hear any of that material, like When the River Runs Dry, Throw Your Arms Around Me, there's a few of them. Look, I take great pleasure in singing them. So, I'm very reluctant to to make any sweeping statements about the quality of the work I'm writing now compared with what it used to be like. It's, you know, it's a bit of a trap, you know, and you can get a bit egocentric about it. And